Hey, what's happening? Hello, Wade.
Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. This is episode 197, which means I only have 3 weeks to scramble to come up with something for the 200th episode spectacular. I know that the show seems organized and well put together, but it's really just a bunch of bullshit I slapped together haphazardly at the last minute. Don't tell anybody. I don't want to get fired. It's hard enough covering for the lack of content over at www.gruntfreepress.com every week. I plan on writing that agony review until next Halloween, and then I'll call it topical and it's a retro review or whatever. I'm Absolute Deicide. podcast@gruntfreepress.com is the email address. And yeah, let's get on with the important news we got. Breaking news. Next gen console leaks. They're coming. I should be more excited than I am, but to beat a dead horse, I guess. If Microsoft continues with the play anywhere thing they're doing, which they can, will, and I mean they should, I guess. I mean that's ideal for us, for gamers. The cat's kind of out of the bag for that. I can't see them. They'd be such a fucking shit show if they fucking go back on it. If they're like, oh, you can play PC and Xbox, the same thing. You buy a game, you own it on both, and then to walk it back as soon as they put out a new system. I don't think that'd be a good look. It wouldn't be good for them as a whole. It'd be really fucking shitty to be like, nah, we changed our minds. We want to sell consoles now and take that away. If you have a PC that's nearly the equivalent of like a next-gen Xbox, whatever they're putting out next, the next generation of the Microsoft consoles, then you pretty much have an Xbox too, so that system is going to be a non-starter for me. The only interest there of seeing was like, yeah, let's see what Microsoft, what they're going to do for this system. I just want to see what the specs are, and then comparing those to whatever new PC I decide to buy. I'm thinking maybe, yeah, this year is most likely. Maybe next year, depending on what the newest Nvidia cards look like. because I mean, shouldn't be long now until they start announcing the new cards for PC. Because yeah, I mean, those RTX cards from last year were kind of a bust, I think. And then Nintendo does whatever Nintendo does. So, I mean, I don't think they're releasing anything new anytime soon. I mean, I think I read something about a new model of the Switch, but I mean, the Switch is garbage. I don't really fucking give a shit. The Wii U was garbage. The fucking Wii was also garbage. I mean, for the life of me, I don't fucking understand why those systems get huge fucking passes from the big, like the mainstream gaming press. Why everyone's all up fucking Nintendo's ass, or why there's a huge group of seemingly real people who still like Nintendo, like it's still like the 80s or the 90s or whatever. Like, you know, granted, I'm not eight, so maybe I can't really get it. I mean, but yeah, they have this audience that's Nintendo audience seems to be either really young or really old. And usually, I mean, by old, I mean like old like me, you know what I mean? But those people who stop playing games, you know, they hit like 20 or so, and then they went fucking like full retro maybe, and they don't know any better, you know what I mean? Like the ones who think that twin analog sticks are still like a fad of like fucking like, oh, I can't deal with these, you know what I mean? Like around that time they stopped, and like, you know what I mean? 20 years later, of course, fucking, you know what I mean? It's like fucking, yeah, twin analog sticks were fucking great, and you just didn't feel like fucking figuring them out. So, you know, Nintendo has those, like, seems to have like the half dozen or so, like, very good games they put out every 5 years. You know, they'll put out like five or six, like, oh, those games are pretty good, but I don't know, they're good, but they're not that good that would fucking justify like buying a system, you know what I mean, for like five games over the entire fucking lifetime, you know, which leaves me curious, or at least like buying it new, you know what I mean? Maybe if it's fucking like, the other thing too is because the games are already dated when they come out, it seems like, it's fucking like, oh yeah, they're good, but they don't really seem to hold up that well, even like now when I got the fucking, you know, it skipped out on the Wii because I was really fucking gay, and then like I got the Wii U, and I'm like, oh, I can play Wii games now. Let's look through all these Wii games and see, you know, what's good on like one of the most popular systems of all time. It's like, it's really nothing I want to fucking play. Like, I give a shit about. Usually it's just fucking like, yeah, I'll play whatever Zelda was on that system. So I don't know. So yeah, which leaves me curious about what Sony is doing. And yeah, I'm not even a big fucking PlayStation fan. Most of their games just don't really do it for me for one reason or another, but at least they do have real exclusives you can only get on their consoles. You know, every now and then you do get like a gem, which is like fucking like, oh, this game's fucking really good. You know, they also have like a lot of weird Japanese, like lower budget titles too, from companies that want nothing to do with PCs. So, you know, at this point, again, unless something changes dramatically with what fucking Microsoft or Nintendo are going to do next, like it still seems like next gen or whatever, it's going to be like the way to go is going to be a PC and a PS5. Like that'll just be the standard of play most of the shit on PC and then few exclusives on PS5. That'll be pretty good. PlayStation also has Mark Cerny, the creator of Marble Madness, and more relevant, the architect of the PlayStation 4, and now he's doing the PlayStation 5 too. And yeah, there were some leaks and or rumors from random internet people about the PS5, which I didn't really pay too much attention to. Just, you know, again, it's early and who knows where the fuck the information is coming from. Some fucking manifesto on Pastebin or something, or yeah, who knows? It could be fucking PlayStation fanboys talking out of their asses, trying to fucking talk it up, get people hyped. It could be Xbox fanboys like feeding disinformation about shit or whatever. So random fucking trolls could be fucking legit. Like who fucking knows? No way to tell when it's fucking like anonymous shit on fucking line of just people like, oh, I have fucking information. And it's like, sometimes they're right, sometimes they're wrong. And who the fuck knows? So, but then, Mark Cerny came out, and did an interview with Wired and cleared some things up. And yeah, it sounds like what he was talking about for the PS5. It sounds like he was talking like realistically and pretty much like what you would expect, you know. He said it's not coming out this year. They're putting a solid state drive in it, though he was hinting at some kind of proprietary technology in the hard drive that could potentially make it like faster than like a standard off the shelf solid state drive. For now, I mean, whatever, he was just being vague about that, but like, oh, dude, it's going to be like fucking like faster and blah, blah, blah. So again, well, I'm sure of like comparable fucking drives will be out like the second that fucking they say what it is exactly. You know what I mean? If they're like fucking like, oh, this is, we have some technology that makes like loading off the hard drive 10 times faster. Like, it won't be long before everybody else is like fucking like, oh, how did they do that? Okay, well, here's something. There you go. You know what I mean? Like, fucking, they'll make it happen for PCs. I'm sure, like, every other fucking piece of technology, if it's really that amazing. He was saying it can do 4K and possibly 8K, because 8K is coming. Because, again, that's just kind of how technology works. It's going to be fucking, like, bigger numbers, you know? And he mentioned our old friend ray tracing, which was the big selling point of the last year's Nvidia cards, those 20 series cards. Yeah, they tried to make it seem like fucking ray tracing was some special new technique that only like those GPUs were capable of. Again, just kind of like fucking like, oh, dude, we have some new technologies. Kind of, I don't know. But as we reported back then, it's kind of some bullshit. It's just you need the general graphical horsepower to do it. It's just a technique, like if I can, you know. And they have since fucking like kind of like backtracked on that and released updates so you can do fucking ray tracing on their other cards. And you know, as long as they can handle the fucking the load, you know what I mean, of fucking doing it, they can handle the load. There's still only a fucking handful of games that even bother with doing ray tracing right now, so it's just still like fucking like, ah, that wasn't really a good selling point then. And so I can like, you know, the only aspect of ray tracing that Mark Cerny mentioned for the PS5 was for using it for lighting. Because if you'll recall the time that we really tried to figure out what ray tracing was, it's either a more realistic lighting technique, or it's a completely new way to make games from scratch, pretty much, with like points of, you know, instead of like using polygons, you use points of light and shit to like whatever, you know, like fucking like raise to fucking like the specific points to fucking, you know, like map out where everything is and using rays. But doing shit like that, you know, using rays instead of polygons, that would make that would take a crazy amount of fucking, you know, power to do that. Even for top end PCs, can't really do shit that well. Just like very basic things, and they can do like simplistic looking games, kind of. But we're probably at least another fucking generation or two before that's even close to viable. Using it for pure lighting, sure, like that works. That'll probably fucking take off, I'm sure. He also mentioned using rays to measure audio positioning, so. That probably worked too. That's kind of cool. He was, again, didn't really go into too much detail, but just fucking like, yeah, just use like the mathematical fucking, you know what I mean? The function of shooting out a ray to see like where something is in the environment, and then using that for audio. Like, that's cool too. Like, fucking, that's pretty neat. So, another application for it I never even thought of, but that's very cool. So there's your current next gen information. It seems like it will be kind of like the current generation, just slightly better, because that's how technology works. He also said that the PS5 will be backward compatible with the PS4, so I mean, that's a good thing. I mean, that's a nudge to me to fucking buy one sooner rather than later, or fucking wait, and I'm just fucking like, oh, it's gonna be the, I can just play all my fucking PS4 games, so I also bought fucking digitally, you know, like all my shit's digital, so I can just be like a fucking simple, like, all right, well, it's just like a better system of the last one. It's not some, trying to pull some shit that's fucking pushes me into, oh, cool, we'll see. Again, you gotta get a few good games on there. I'll pick it up fairly soon after it's out. You know, then I can fucking throw my PS4 in the trash where it belongs. I also really hope they have a fucking better controller for the PS5 and make it not feel like a toy that breaks after you play like two games with it. And fucking, yeah, and offset your sticks too, you fucking heathens. So, the information that came out, again, really not that exciting. I know, you know now, but people seem to be talking about it because people do love their gossip and their console wars. I mean, the hype train is coming. I can hear the train coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. And if you know what's good for you, you'll fucking jump in front of that train and turn yourself into human spaghetti sauce before the new consoles launch. Because one thing is assured, the marketing and the shilling is going to be borderline fucking false information. It's going to be fucking obnoxious as shit right before the fucking systems launch, because it always is. And, you know, hey, I'm not saying I'm fucking better than anybody else, and I'll probably fall for it and get fucking overhyped about one of them, you know, a new fucking console coming out, and then feel like a dirtbag shortly afterwards when you fucking buy a new system and then like fucking like try to convince yourself that the killer app for it is like just around the corner after like it's fucking like, oh dude, I got all the fucking launch games I want, and then you fucking play like two of them and then like, okay, you know what I mean? Those weren't as good as I thought they were going to be, and I don't want to play them again. You know, after you fucking, a year later, was just fucking collecting dust. So, you know, better stuff's already coming out and shit. So, yeah, you know, that's how technology works. So, I wish we could segue into an ad read right now. But yeah, we really messed things up with the Blue Chew people last week. They weren't happy. Speaking of false advertisement. Actually, I don't know what the fuck I was expecting with that, eating fucking dick pills on the air, but the general sense of dick pills, and Blue Chew is just fucking Viagra, by the way, so it's not like I'm saying it's fake, or it's like snake oil or some shit, but you know, any more so than Viagra, which is, you know, that's supposed to work, but yeah, I mean, my understanding was you took them, then you'd have like this fucking uncontrollable hard-on, and like right away, or you know, again, it's supposed to be like half an hour or whatever. You're supposed to be like, oh dude, like, I don't know, didn't really do that. Not nearly the cartoon boner I was hoping for. All it really did do was fucking make me have to shit afterwards, like, I don't know, like I was snorting fucking Ritalin or badly cut coke, that kind of shit. And that's probably the last thing that you would want if you're trying to fucking pound some snatch. Just fucking say, oh man, fucking let me pop these pills and I'll be ready to go. Oh no, I have to fucking take a dump. So I even like jacked off later, even though I didn't even feel like compelled to in any way. It was fucking like, well, I took the pills. Let's try fucking yanking this. Not much of an effect. Yeah, maybe I didn't have, maybe just because I don't have that fucking particular problem of not getting my dick hard. Like, I don't know, I can still get my fucking dick hard. It's not that I can't do that. It's just that, you know, it takes forever to fucking, you know, I gotta fucking sit there and fucking whatever, yank on it for a bit. And then once it is hard, it's just fucking, you know, fucking done. It's like one squeeze of the fucking ketchup bottle. Once it's fucking fully hard, I'm just fucking like, ah, oh, I'm done. So, anyway, speaking of consoles, this is going to be an OG Xbox filled episode. Because, yeah, I was toying with rebuying a fucking original Xbox, an actual console. Been talking about that for a while ago, but I was kind of wishy-washy. I mean, there are some fucking games that you can't get anywhere else, really, and there still aren't any good fucking, like, really good, solid Xbox emulators out there that I can fucking find anyway. But and then I'm like fucking like, ah, this console's also a fucking monster and it weighs about as much as fucking I do, I think. And, you know, I'm just fucking like weighing the pros and the cons. But, again, I just have fucking like space problems and shit. You know, like, I don't want to fucking add more shit to my fucking room that is fucking just full of shit. You know what I mean? So yeah, I reached the point where I had been debating. I've just been like fucking like going back and forth enough times and more than once. So of buying one. So that means for me, it's just like, it's time to pull the trigger. Just fucking buy one. So especially after that fucking last, Sekiro Dark Souls 3 run where, I mean, I bought fucking Atogi Myth of Demons 1 and 2 from their From Software games. Again, they're just like exclusive to fucking, original Xbox. It's pre-Miyazaki. I mean, the guy that's credited with, like, directing and making, like, the Souls games and shit. But I was watching fucking, like, Game Informer. They're doing, like, a replay of the Otogi games. They had, they must have the same fucking thought I did of, like, oh, cool, fucking him play Sekiro and all the other From Software games that are kind of like that. It must be the Game Informer must be listening to the podcast, I assume. And they look like the games, like watching them play. I'm like, dude, that fucking looks pretty Soulsy to fucking me and fucking Sekiro E. Because, yeah, the Atogi games are set in Japan with all the fucking mythical monsters and shit. I mean, my most fucking vivid memory of playing Atogi back in the day was getting murdered repeatedly on this fucking, like, bridge that I couldn't get by. And these big fucking projectile-throwing dude was saying fucking, none shall pass, and fucking, like, knocking me off a fucking bridge over and over. Again, it's fucking, like, just my vague memories and watching them play. I'm like, it's pretty fucking goddamn Dark Souls-like fucking game. Before Souls, before gaming had a soul. But, yeah, let's take a step back here anyway and just one thing at a time. We'll get to the Xbox stuff later. Let's organize all the Xbox shit towards the end, I guess, and tell my little story afterwards. I run a tidy ship here, so, well, one of the, again, I was fucking just buying shit on fucking, like, Amazon and, like, whatever, a couple things from eBay. So one of the games I bought for OG Xbox was Oddworld Munch's Odyssey, because that was one of the first games I had for the system, too. I think it might have been a launch title or close to launch, anyway. Yeah, I remember fucking sitting down with Halo and Oddworld. And I remember the fucking cover of, like, Munch's Odyssey, the fucking goofy fish guy drinking a soda, and it just said, remember the big, like, only on Xbox fucking stamp on it and shit. And I had just listened to an interview with Lorne Lanning, the Oddworld guy, like, the creator of Oddworld, those games, and he was still sounding like he was pissed at Microsoft, and sounded like they still owned that game or something, or it never got released on any other platforms. That was the impression I got from just listening to him. Just fucking like, oh, fucking Microsoft, blah blah blah, like, oh, it's a bad deal and all this shit. So I'm like, oh, it must still be, like, they must still have the rights to fucking that shit. So, like, so I ordered fucking Munch's Odyssey from Amazon for Xbox, and there was a big range of prices for that game, where it's like, oh, I can get it, like, new for $60 or $70 or something, or then it was like, fuck, or you just get it for, like, $5 or something. So I went the fucking Jew route and fucking ordered them. Like, I was ordering the $5 one, I guess, and with no case, no instructions, and probably fucking scratched, and who knows if it fucking even works, but one of those. I'm just fucking like, I'll just buy the cheapest one I can fucking find, like, who knows what shape it's actually in. So I did that, and then for shits and giggles, I'm like fucking like, let me check, like, Steam. Like, I think I might have fucking bought some of the Oddworld games on there, see what I have. I mean, I know I played Stranger's Wrath not too long ago. So I'm like, oh, what do you know? I have fucking Munch's Odyssey is in there too. I already had it on fucking PC. And it's in like an HD version that came out a few years ago. So I'm like, well, I kind of want to play it. And, you know, rather than fucking wait for the Xbox console to get here and the fucking game, too, which as of this recording, that particular game is still, I think I had everything else I ordered, just not that fucking one game from like Goodwill or whatever. So I'm like, fuck it, you know, it's fucking, I'll play the, you know, high definition PC version that I already own. And yeah, it fucking looks and it plays really well. I was expecting like fucking, like a bad PC port, but like that bullshit. And, when I was looking for it online, I saw like fucking like, oh, it's like the Oddworld fucking the mobile version, like the Android version you can buy for like a dollar and like play on your phone and shit of fucking Munch's Odyssey. So that's definitely not like an OG Xbox like exclusive anymore. It's just fucking like a mobile game and shit. So you can play it on your fucking like phone. So it's like fucking like, I don't know. Well, that was a bad read I got from that file, you know, like fucking just like, oh, like fucking, yeah, it's a game only on Xbox. I'm like, no, it's everywhere now. But yeah, on PC it supports like ultra wide fucking Xbox One controller I was using worked right away. The only like real issue I had was the audio is a little fucked up on it. It seems like the sound effects are super loud, or it's much louder than the music or the voices. Even at the main menu, there's like a hum you can hear. It's just, I think it's supposed to be like in the real game, like in the real like audio mix. I think it's supposed to be a soft ambient sound kind of thing. But it's fucking like, it was like just like deafening. Like fucking trying to play it. You're at the main menu, which is fucking like, you know, fucking like womp 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 womp, like in your fucking ears, dude. It's fucking, I was like, you know, people were complaining about that in the Steam forums and shit, and some guys giving like a solution. Oh, it's edit your INI files and fucking all that shit. But I'm like, fucking, like, I don't know, dude. I was like, I don't know if I want to fucking do that. I just went in game. I turned like the sound effect volume slider down and fucking like that. That worked well enough. I mean, still a little off. But, like that shit was still seemed loud, but sound was a little bit muffled, but I mean, it's fucking like, I don't know, it's good enough. Like, it's playable. It's not that obnoxious, you know? And I was playing, you know, I had a fucking couple random crashes too, which, it got me a little nervous playing it, but I mean, you can fucking like save the game anytime. So I just kind of get into the habit of saves coming, which is advised in the game anyway, which, well, yeah, we'll get into the actual game. But first, man, I didn't fucking realize I had such a fucking, such like Munch's Oddworld, Munch's Odyssey fucking nostalgia as much as I did. But yeah, seeing the opening cutscene of Munch, the goofy looking fucking fish guy, he's swimming in the ocean, getting caught up in like a fishing net, or, you know, the rest of his species does anyway, and the gabbits are fucking rabbids or fucking graboids, whatever. So yeah, he's supposed to be like the last one left, like the last one of his species left, and he's, you know, he's hopping around calling out for them with like a whale song. I just remember that fucking that opening cinema like so well, like sitting in front of the fucking TV, the brand new Xbox, and fucking just being like blown away with it, with how good the fucking game looked. And it still looks fucking good. It still looks decent. I mean, granted, it's the HD remake, sure, but the cinematics are the same. I mean, they're still pretty sharp. I mean, it's still like kind of compressed and artifacty, I guess, just because it's so old. But and then playing the game, like, it's not like it's some weird like primitive polygon. It's not like, you know, obviously not like a PS1. Like, what the fuck is this shit? It's just fucking like triangles and shit, or like bad fucking textures loading in or whatever. Yeah, it's just the game design, the look, like that shit just still holds up. It still looks really good. So yeah, the first level playing, you're playing as Abe, That first level you're playing, I'm playing as the old character Abe. That level I was playing, I'm like, guys, doesn't really stand out too much playing this. Like, fucking, I figured, like, the first, it's just kind of like a tutorial introducing you to how you can select, how you can collect, like, shroobs around the environment. Shroobs are like the fucking green orbs that are on the ground. You just walk over them, and they act as currency, and as you collect them to unlock doors or resurrect Madukan followers that you need to have with you to fight for you or solve puzzles and pull switches and shit. It's a really fucking smart and an advanced game for its time. Ahead of the curve in a lot of ways. Like the fucking the shroobs, they're just fucking like laid out like breadcrumb trails to guide you through the levels, because it's like, yeah, some of the stages are really fucking like large, and yeah, even though it looks good still, like the environments aren't like the environments themselves, like the fucking ground and shit and the forests or whatever, like they're not like super detailed at times, where you'll be outside that like the hills and the outdoor areas are just fucking just kind of like plain green polygon type of things, with like a texture slapped on them. So it looks like something you would make in like, a Far Cry fucking map editor. And there's like industrial stages too that are like mostly just like gray metal like hallways you're running down. So it's fucking like, well, we have these fucking things on the ground you can follow to make sure you're not getting, it's just like a, I don't know, like a visual indicator of like, well, this is where if you see one that's you haven't stepped over, you haven't been there yet. You know what I mean? And it's fucking, just like a fucking little landmark or whatever, just something you can look at and be like, okay, well, that's different over there, to quickly just fucking like see what it is. But yeah, I mean, you pick up the shroobs and you know you're going in like a new direction you haven't been yet, but also, I mean, you don't have to be fucking like anal at all about fucking like getting all of them either. It's once you pick one, it won't like disappear forever. It'll turn into a smaller green orb, like a tiny little like green dot, and then Abe can regrow it again by standing close to it and chanting. So they're essentially just like fucking infinite. I mean, it's currency, but you can just fucking, if you want to take the time, you could potentially stand next to the same fucking one and just like regrow it over and over. If you could do it like 100 times if you wanted to. It's just gonna take longer than just like running off and running over the new ones and I'm doing it fucking that way. So a lot of like the challenge in Munch's Odyssey just comes down to that, where it's, if you fuck up, you're probably not gonna really get, they're not gonna give you like a game over, like you die like the end or whatever. It's just gonna set you back. You can like resurrect and shit, but yeah, you have to like waste time going back to like a resurrection point with to get like Abe or Munch, whoever fucking died, and it's like, all right, you gotta run back to find the fucking, it's like an egg that you go to resurrect the other one. You're gonna have to like backtrack to where you were before. Occasionally you'll have a level where you need like a certain number of workers, like, you'll need like 5 like Modokan fucking workers to pull switches, and the Modokans, the Abe guys, the green fucking stitched up mouth guys, and we could, you get, you'll need like 5 of those guys to be alive to pull 5 levers. But in those cases where you do need like, all right, well, you need to like keep these guys alive, whatever. If you need to like 5 of them, they'll put about like 10 of them in the fucking level. So it's like, you have wiggle room of like, you'll fuck up and see that it's probably like not a good idea to run around with them in tow into like a room full of like guards with fucking machine guns and shit, because they're going to get killed. It's like, oh, I'll have to figure something else other than just taking the whole pack of them out there. If too many of them do die, so you can't like progress, the game will just like immediately fucking tell you. Like, they'll make you fucking, like, restart or fucking, like, load a game. It's like, oh, you fucking lost too many of these guys. You want to fucking restart or load a save or whatever. So, yeah, it's just not, like, it's not like a, you're not going to go through the whole level and get to the end. You're like, oh, fuck, I can't do this now. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it tells you. It's pretty good feedback. So I mean, as Abe, you're running around finding those Modokins, and then when you find them like hanging out, you press Y, and you'll greet them, and they'll follow you around like fucking lemmings. So you can get like a big conga line going, and the pathfinding AI of them following you, it's okay for them. I mean, better than expected, I will say. But every now and then, like, a few of them will get caught behind a wall or something, and then you have to fucking, you know, then you'll get to the place you where you need them to be, and you're fucking, like, missing, like, a handful of them. It's like, fuck, you go back, like, retrace your steps and find the fucking stray retards hanging out and get them back. But it's very rare that they'll get themselves killed. I don't think it's even possible for them to, like, fall off of ledges and shit on their own. Anytime you want them to, like, cross, like, a gap, you have to tell them to wait and then get behind them and pick them up and throw them, like, one by one over, like, the gap you want them to go through. So, yeah, which that can actually get a little tedious when you have to do that like 20 times. Like, I need to throw, I have 20 guys following me, and here's a wall they can't get by, so I got to pick them up like 20, like one by one, 20 times, and fucking toss them over. But I mean, the alternative to that would them like doing their own thing and like falling to the fucking deaths constantly, like lemmings, and you don't want that. So, and as I was alluding to, I mean, most of the levels do have like these resurrection stations where if they do die, you can just fucking like pay for them to fucking like resurrect and come back and shit. So yeah, it's just like a time penalty, really, where it's fucking just like, oh, I had to go and fucking like grab shroobs or fucking like, you know, chant and regrow them and fucking, you know, and get enough of them to fucking, now I can fucking afford to resurrect these guys. So yeah, there's several endings to the game you can earn depending on how many of those Modokins and the NPCs you save. But I wasn't really OCD about saving them, really. I mean, I just fucking played through the game normally, not really going out of my way to just fucking, you know what I mean? Just fucking like, I don't know, man, like fucking something died. If I could resurrect him, I would, but some stages don't have those fucking stations, so it's just like, I don't know, man, like fucking, I got through that, that's fine. I don't want to do the whole fucking thing over again to fucking save that one or two guys. But I still get like a good ending. There's a perfect ending you can get if you save fucking every one of them, but I wasn't going to go back and do that, but because, you know, there's fucking this thing called fucking YouTube now. I could just like watch the fucking ending if I wanted to. But yeah, and then you play as Munch too. You know, it is his fucking odyssey after all. And yeah, he's fucking slower on land because he has stupid fucking fish flippers for feet. But you can swim in water, which Abe can't. I mean, if Abe goes in water, he fucking dies. So you have to switch to Munch to go through that shit. And yeah, the first Munch level is where the fucking nostalgia fucking hit me, where you're collecting, you know, there's all like the shrooms and shit to guide you, but they're in the water. And yeah, they're laid out in circles. So it's almost like a demo for the Xbox controller, whereas, you know, getting you used to the fucking analog stick. So yeah, I mean, maybe those faggots are like, oh, dual analog sticks are garbage, and maybe they get to play a little Munch's Odyssey. But yeah, I mean, I fucking vividly remember that. It was just like swimming in circles, and like getting a feel for the fucking controller, and jumping over walls and fucking landmines like Echo the Dolphin. It's still pretty unique and interesting gameplay. I mean, instead of Modokins, Munch can gather muzzles, which I kept mistakenly. I almost did there. I saw like muzzles. I'm like, does that say muzzies? But yeah, the muzzles. These furry balls that are obvious nods to like the tribbles from fucking Star Trek. Only they have teeth and they bite people. So I mean, maybe they're more fucking references to the critters from Critters. I don't know. You can fucking like, as they're biting, fucking, you know, they just fucking just like swarm people and bite them. And as Munch, you can fucking drink a power up and zap people too, but it's not really like a great like attack. Like it's not like lethal, you know. It's not like a hit or two you're gonna kill them. It's more of like a knockdown to make it easier for the muzzles to bite people. Like, you know, when they're attacking, you can just keep knocking them down to the ground so they can fucking, like, you know, attack them and kill them without the muzzies taking damage. For most of the game, you can freely swap between Abe and Munch. I mean, that's like the majority of the game you're playing as both of them and swapping back and forth. So, again, it's fucking definitely ahead of its time in that regard, too. I mean, the instant swapping is much snappier than Grand Theft Auto V. The puzzles are better designed than the fucking the bullshit ones in, like, Resident Evil Zero. And any other game that I can think of that as you, like, co-oping, like, switches and shit. I mean, I'd say, like, you know, Brothers might be a better game, but I mean, that's a fucking different thing altogether where you're doing, like, simultaneously controlling both of them. As far as, like, the swapping and, like, doing puzzles and swapping back and forth, this is probably the best one still that I can fucking think of. And also, like, the two characters control so differently. They have unique objectives you're fucking, like, branching off and doing, and then meeting up and, like, stepping on, like, a door pad so one can advance through like, a gate and shit, and then, like, you know, get through, and then, like, step on another pad with the other guy and let the other one through. And I mean, it's never really, like, confusing or frustrating. Like, there was a water-heavy level that had five or six different towers you had to get to and solve some puzzle, and that would, like, raise up the water level, and then as much you can go in and, like, advance and go to different fucking areas and shit. And that like, should have been a nightmare, but you can tell they really thought about the visual cues, so you're not getting lost in the level. Your objective, where you're going, is always clear. I mean, the fucking, each of the towers is numbered, like, 1 through 6, and, like, these huge numbers on the fucking side of them. So, you know where fucking, you just take a look around, you know where both of the characters are, like, relative to each other, and, like, where they need to go. And, you know, even like you swap, you're, like, across the map from each other, you're fucking swapping around. It's like, oh, I'm by tower 1, he's by tower 5, and he's fucking, like, swapping back and forth and shit. Yeah, it's just, it's smart fucking level design and shit. So, still a really good, completely playable game. The only real drawback is it kind of, like, fizzles. The game kind of fizzles out towards the end. It seems like that water level that seemed to be, like, the peak as far as, like, difficulty and design went. Then after that, you go up into some airship, and the last few stages are just kind of, like, short, just, like, indoor and industrial levels. They don't really add anything new. You're just kind of taking what you already know, but it's not really that interesting playing. And they do add these fucking egg cartons you can pick up and throw into a chute, and you're trying to, like, rescue them too, to, like, get the eggs out. But that's more just kind of, like, one more element for you to try to fucking collect and, like, rescue to get better karma if you want a better ending. And you can run through fucking every level with the bare minimum of, like, Madokens or fucking Fuzzles, and let them die and just fucking use the ones you need, and, like, don't resurrect them, and don't take the time to get through the fucking portals and save them. And you can still, like, beat the game and shit, and just have, like, a bad ending. But again, I was, like, fucking, I wasn't, like, crazy about it. I wasn't fucking anal about it, but I still, like, tried to save as many of them as I could without, like, going out of my way and going nuts with it. But you know, if I ran through a fucking, like, pack of dogs and one or two out of, like, 12 of them got killed, I'm like, yeah, whatever. And then you get to, like, those eggs, which is another, like, slight annoyance for the game, which is, I think, just kind of games of this era just kind of have that, where some shit seems like it's padded out to make the game longer for that reason. Like you'll find, like, oh, I found, like, a hidden area that has some eggs in it, so it's, like, fucking, like, you know, so, like, yeah, I can save these by, like, you know, using, like, a crane as Munch to pick them up, or fucking manually picking them up as Abe. But instead of being like, oh, you know, you found like the hidden spot that is like, you know, these collectibles in it, like these eggs, you know, here's like three cartons of eggs to fucking to pick up, you know what I mean? To like just to add on to your fucking like karma score. Instead of like, oh, here's like three of them. Instead of that, it's fucking like, oh, well, here's like a dozen fucking boxes you have to fucking pick up one by one. It's just like a repetitive fucking time sink to like pick up each one, bring it to the fucking chute, drop it in. Grab another one, repeat, do that like, you know, instead of like three or four times, do that like 12 times, you know what I mean? So, I don't know. And then when you're throwing them as Abe, you just kind of, you have like no fucking idea like how they're going to like arc when you throw them. But, so it's like, you know, if you're like half a tile off the where you're supposed to be, they're eggs, so they'll fucking like splatter on the fucking wall. It's like, oh, they're gone. You can like load a game, you know, load the game and like try again to throw these fucking eggs. But I don't know. It's like, I don't really want to do that again. Is, you know what I mean? It's the thought that counts. I tried to save all 12 of these. I fucked up one of them, but whatever, man. I don't know. Again, there's a fucking special ending if you manage to save everybody, but. Yeah, but once I got there, they give you like, this message that says, you know, it's like, oh, you know, hey, you got a good ending, good job, but do you want to go back and like replay the levels to get 100%? And then like the choices are like, yes, let me go, let me like replay the levels. I missed the, you know, the fucking Madokans and shit. Like you can go back and play those. Or the second choice is like, I beat the fucking game. What else do you want from me? So I just kind of like picked the second one because again, there is this thing called YouTube now where I can just fucking save myself a dozen hours of like frustration. You know what I mean? Trying to like perfect something like that. But I mean, you have to like respect that the game like recognizes that aspect of it of like fucking like, ah, you know, just you get to the end, dude, like, you know what I mean? It's fucking just play through, I guess. It has a sense of humor about it too. Like the game is fucking like funny, surprisingly fucking funny. Like it's not just the right amount of humor where it's almost like Looney Tunes type shit, but it's still like the writing's good and it's fucking like goofy and fucking shit, but it's not like overly like juvenile stupid, you know. I still laughed quite a few times, so I'm glad I played it. He's fucking, yeah, Munch's Odyssey, still a good fucking game, I will say. We'll come back and we'll talk about actually playing, actually getting the fucking original Xbox and how that went for me. Spoiler, not great. So playing Munch's Odyssey, even though I did play it on PC technically, and it was the HD remake or whatever. So I still remember playing that on the fucking original Xbox. That really got me into an Xboxy mood. So I did get my original Xbox console in the mail from Amazon. A couple things in general. Number one, what a badass fucking system that is. It really is fucking cool. Just looking at it, I mean, I really like the fucking design of it. Just big and fucking boxy, classic looking. So I mean, and it said earlier, like fucking, like, oh, this thing's gonna be huge and fucking, you know what I mean? It's just a complaint that I remember in my head of, oh, dude, the fucking system's so fucking big and it's heavy and not nearly as fucking big or as heavy as that as even I remembered it being. I mean, I have it under my PS4 right now. It's like fucking, like, yeah, it's a little bit bigger, I guess, but I mean, it's not that much bigger. Maybe, yeah, not quite. I mean, not quite. You know, it's like a PS4 and a half, maybe. Like, it's not. Yeah, I thought it was gonna be like this huge, like, you know, massive fucking thing. It was like, nah, it's fine. You know what I mean? It's nothing fucking crazy. Yeah. But more importantly, the features that the fucking original Xbox has. I mean, I haven't fucking looked at one of these, like an original Xbox, in fucking like years and fucking, but yeah, it has like a massive fucking hard drive. I don't think I've ever heard of anybody running out of space on an Xbox. You know, of course, this is back then when the games ran purely off of the disc. So it's not like you're installing them, but though you didn't, I mean, whatever. You still, I remember having to download those, I think the Halo map packs and shit you could download, but you basically only had like saved games on there, and it had like a custom soundtrack. You could burn CDs and put them on the hard drive and shit, but it's still, I remember doing a shit ton of those, never having a problem with fucking space. But yeah, compare that to, you know, the stock hard drives that come in the current gen consoles. And they don't have nearly enough space for what they're using them for. You know, I have like two externals for my Xbox One, and those are pretty much full, even though I've barely fucking touched the Xbox One in like years. It's fucking, so one of the reasons, like, I don't want to boot that up and deal with fucking these hard drives and fucking dealing with fucking space problems and shit. Yeah, just fucking, like, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, well, I don't know, I would say the original Xbox, the Xbox One, about the same size, but then it's fucking like, oh, I have these, you know, fucking two big external hard drives that, like, with the fucking Xbox One too. So what takes up more space, really? And fucking plus those need the fucking power, you know, power to them and shit. So if it's cords and fucking, like, dude, yeah, and my PS4 too. I mean, I rarely fucking use that either, but I've had to. I still have to delete games on there if I want to put new ones on there. That shit's fucking full too. So the original Xbox, yeah, I was getting a broadband Ethernet port on the back, like, you know, the same kind I'm using now for my other, you know, new consoles, my PC. It just looks the same shit. I mean, yeah, maybe it's not exactly the same. It might be a lower fucking whatever bandwidth fucking thing, but basically the fucking same shit, same design, looks the same. And you know, there's the HD link cable, and that's not some like third party component to HDMI fucking like hack job, you know. It's just like a single cable from Microsoft, fucking plugs in the back of the box where the, you know, the fucking component would normally go, and just fucking like, oh, there's HDMI, fucking HD, fucking, you know, HDMI fucking hookup right there. I mean, the fact they had all that shit in 2001, like, it's like, dude, it's basically still a fucking modern console, really, for all intents and purposes. It's just like a simplified lockdown PC, and it's fucking awesome. Like, the console itself is great, I think. So, I mean, I was worried I was gonna fucking, like, go through the fucking, like, same, like, disappointment and, like, compromises I went through when I hooked up the PS2, whatever, a year or two ago, and just fucking, like, hook it up and, like, fucking, like, ah, it's fucking, like, fuzzy looking, but it's like, I can kind of deal with it, and that's all right, I guess. And you know, it's like, yeah, you know, there's some lag between when I press a fucking button on the controller and when the game fucking registers, they can fucking, you know, it happens, but you know, it's like a second or two, like a full second on the PS2 is like the lag and shit. But from like the setup I had to fucking have it go through like fucking component to like a converter to HDMI, and like, it's like, ah, it's laggy and shit. And, I can deal with that too. And then until you can't, you know, until you try playing fucking Red Dead Revolver and fucking like, this is like impossible. Like some of this shit, like just fucking doesn't fucking feel good. I mean, I hooked the Xbox up. It's fucking, you know, running through my capture card. I popped in fucking a Togi Myth of Demons and fucking just like, wow, it's fucking just crystal clear picture. I mean, it's fucking like letterboxed, and I mean, it's 480p obviously, but it's like, you know, it's like a sharp looking image. I mean, I'm playing on my ultra wide computer monitor. It's fucking, it just looks fucking like great. And, more importantly, no lag. I mean, everything's fucking snappy and responsive. And yeah, I mean, the system and the games are fucking 18 years old. So, I mean, you can legally fuck them now, but, what an impressively fucking just like future proofed console it was. Just fucking, it's just pretty, just much like, it's still the same shit I'm using now, more or less, you know. A couple issues pertaining to the particular Xbox that I got, that I ordered from Amazon. For starters, the controller that came with it is complete shit. The right analog stick was all chunky and fucking jacked up, but thankfully, yeah, I was like, I wasn't sure. I'm like, dude, is this like the system I ordered like I wasn't sure when I bought it from the Amazon listing. I'm like, I don't know if it's just like the console or is it, you know, does it even come with a controller or whatever? So I ordered a controller just to be safe. I ordered another one. Well, I actually ordered two controllers in addition to the console, actually, because the ones I bought came in like a pair, and it was like, whatever, it was like $25 for like two of them. But so that came too. So I broke out one of those, and like broke out the new controller I bought, plug it in, and fucking like that one sucks too. It's even worse than the one that came with it. First of all, like the cord that came, the cord's like 4 feet long, so that sucks. You know, it's fucking way too short. I'm pressing buttons and pulling triggers, and like, It only seems to register like a third of the time of like what I'm fucking doing. So, granted, I mean, those are like the bottom of the barrel, like third party, like trash fucking controllers that I bought. But, I was looking for an official Microsoft controller, but those seem like nearly fucking impossible to find. I made a call to my local retro game store, and fucking our journey will go over there. But yeah, the guy at the store, too, I always asked him, like, you know, I was like, oh, you guys don't have like the normal Microsoft ones either. He was like, ah, those are kind of, at this point, they're so old, that's fucking, they have like rot and shit on them. It's just like, you can't really find one in good condition. I was looking around, I found it's like some people do refurbished ones and shit, but for the most part, it's just all like these third party ones, and the ones I bought were fucking garbage. Fucking NOA or something like that. NOA store or some bullshit. It's fucking, it's just like garbage. And again, the one that came with the system wasn't fucking, that's a piece of shit too. So, to wrap that up, I mean, the controller I bought there from the retro store, yeah, it's another third party one, but it's fucking like, dude, I plugged that in, it's like, oh, this works perfectly. Like, yeah, this works great. I played a Burnout Takedown with it, and I just want to be like, oh, I'll play, you know, rather than just doing like, I'll play like a racing game, which is very, you know, twitch and reflex focused. And I played that, and it's like, oh, everything's in order, you know, my fucking. But yeah, my main takeaway from walking into that store and like checking out their Xbox games they had in the store, right now, I'm telling you, like, this is the fucking perfect time to fucking start stocking up on OG Xbox and PS2 shit. Cause yeah, they just had fucking like racks and racks of that generation of fucking games. And, you know, the majority of them are between, like, $5 and $20, maybe, like, just, like, complete fucking game case manual, fucking cheaper than when I was looking at, through, like, Amazon and eBay, looking online for games, and, like, in a lot of cases, just fucking, like, oh, just walk into a fucking store, and just, like, dude, there's a ton of shit there, it's fucking cheap. It seems to be like most of the stock they have right now is that shit, PS2 and Xbox. So it reminds me of what, you know, NES and SNES games were like right before they fucking exploded in price, you know, where we're right on that bubble, like that 20-year mark, where most people are still like, ah, the PS2 and chill, those games are old, like, who wants these? And but I mean, dude, like, a lot of the games still fucking like hold up, you know what I mean? They hold up fine. A lot of the series, the game series that fucking, like, you know, started on them or got, like, popular, you know, on, like, PS2 or Xbox, like, they're still, like, going on and shit. It's just fucking, you know, I'm not fucking guaranteeing you're going to get fucking rich by buying these fucking games now and selling them later or anything like that. This isn't a fucking hot stock tip, but I'm saying from a pure fucking gamer's perspective, for, you know, like right now, for whatever reason, the emulation for that generation still isn't that great. I mean, it's not like fucking NES or SNES, which is like, oh, this game, you know, it's like, dude, the emulators for those pretty much fucking like, perfected or preferable in some cases to play the fucking emulated shit than, the actual system. But yeah, babe, I had a hell of a time trying to get fucking like a, you know, PS2 emulator and games to run on my PC and, I don't know, like those consoles, I'd say snatch them up, you know what I mean? Don't wait for some fucking Let's Play faggot to get big and, like, drive the price of, like, Crimson Skies up to, like, $80 or something like that. We can get it now when it's for, like a dollar, you know? Yeah, from what I played on my Xbox this week, I mean, that fucking generation fucking rules. Like, it's still pretty, I don't know, again, it's fucking, like, dude, this is fucking cool as shit, dude, playing fucking games on it. I even ordered another PS2 to HDMI, like, dongle thing for, like, $20 to see if, I don't know, see if I can get that piece of shit playable again, you know? Like, maybe it's fucking, like, I don't know, if I try doing a different hookup, it'll, get, you know, take care of the lag or something and see if I can get the PS2 working decently. We'll see, I don't know. But this week is Xbox week, though. And if you want to take a look at the pickups I made at that retro store, you can become a tier 3 subscriber on my Patreon for that exclusive video and like and share it. I'd appreciate that. No, I'm kidding. Of course, I'm going to bore you with a fucking list of games I picked up. A listicle, if you will. Which, listicle is supposed to be a hybrid of list and article. So listicle, but since this isn't an article, it's just going to be a mix between a list and a testicle, a listicle. So here's what I got. I'll grab them. We'll take a good long look at these games. Probably should have done this before so there wasn't a bunch of dead air, but hey, again, very tight ship I run. All right, here's what I got. I mean, I know I have fucking other, I have a couple other games fucking floating around over there I'm looking at, but what else? I don't know. We'll get to those later. These are the ones that just came in fucking recently. So, Atogi, which we will get into later, because I did fucking play Atogi, Myth of Demons, again, from fucking From Software. Published by fucking Sega. This cool looking demon guy on the front and shit. We'll get into that. Also, Atogi 2, which is actually brand new. It's still fucking factory sealed. Wasn't much money. I don't know, it was like fucking like $15-$20, something like that. Again, we'll get to that, maybe. And then, hey, what's this? Is this fucking... this one looks familiar. It's Red Dead Revolver, because we're going to give that yet another shot for the third. They say the third time's the charm, so we'll see. And again, I remember fucking loving this game. I remember actually playing it on Xbox and loving it, so we'll see how that goes too at some point. Burnout 3 Takedown. I played a little bit. This game's fucking amazing. I was playing that fucking dangerous driving bullshit last week, I think, and it's fucking, I'm like, man, I want to play fucking Burnout. I could have played I think Revenge I have on 360. So, like, yeah, I could play that, but like, yeah, I'll try the fucking the Xbox One, see how that is. And I think Revenge is just kind of like an updated version of Takedown, but I was like, yeah, I'll see how the original one goes. Yeah, I played this for a little bit, and it's pretty fucking cool. Just fucking, just like the sounds are amazing. Like, you know, looks, again, just, you figure like a racing game is fucking like, ah, it's going to be shitty fucking graphics and hard to play going back from like a modern shit, but it takes a little getting used to for your eyes to adjust, but once you do, it's fucking like, still fucking amazing. Still a really good fucking game. Sound is amazing too. That's fucking one thing I think they missed out on the newer ones. You fucking crash into a car, it's just fucking, it almost sounds like fucking Atari sound effects, just fucking like smash, you know, and it's fucking like real fucking loud. You got Breakdown by Namco. It's got a, this is an odd one too, it's a first person melee from yeah, I don't know, it's just a really weird fucking game. I remember playing this and it being fucking very difficult. I want to say, again, going back to fucking watching like a Game Informer replay of it a while ago and looking at it now and being like, that looks fucking really weird and just fucking just not how I remembered it, but I think I just get stuck on some part. I don't know. It's fucking, yeah. It's just, yes, everything's in first person. There's a lot of like combos you're doing in first person fighting and shit, but yeah, you can unlock new punching and kicking combinations and a revolutionary combination of hand-to-hand combat and weapon-based fighting. But I remember this being like just kind of cool and unique and weird, and again, only on Xbox, it says on the cover, so I believe. Then we get another one here, Stubbs the Zombie in Rebel Without a Pulse. Which, yeah, I mean, just fucking, it's from, kind of plays like Halo. I think one or two of the guys from Halo fucking, worked on this, where you're a fucking zombie going around trying to possess people. And again, almost like fucking Oddworld or whatever, where you're just trying to fucking get, you have like a horde of fucking zombies, going with you, and yeah, I guess you can fucking throw your body parts around. You're the zombie trying to create a horde of zombies, and it's kind of like in a Fallout-y fucking like 30s type of sci-fi environment. I remember this being cool. Then I also I want to say this is fucking when I started playing this originally when it came out. I think my Xbox started fucking up like right when I was playing this, so I didn't really have a chance to get too far in it. Also, this is like a rare expensive game, I guess, because again, everything else is like 10, 15 bucks. This one was 50. So I don't know, man. I think I bought this before at some point. I had it, and I think I might've bought it again. So this might be the third copy of Stubbs the Zombie that I've owned, but the only one I currently have right now, and hopefully I can play it. And again, maybe the third time will be the charm with Stubbs the Zombie. Bloodwake, which is, again, I think it was a launch or an early Xbox game. Not too fondly remembered. I hear people talking shit about Bloodwake all the time. It's almost like I think they were going for like a Twisted Metal type thing, but it was more, a little more like simulation-y with fucking like, they had like wave physics you're going for. So like, you know, you try to like fucking line somebody up and shoot them, but then fucking, you know, the front of your boat lifts up in the waves. And I don't know, I remember having fun with this. I remember it not being easy again. Like it was slower and just kind of more like methodical, because you know, you're fucking on a boat, you're not in cars, so like zooming around fucking shooting shit. But I had fun with it. I remember having fun with it. I remember fucking people, again, one of those things, like people were, I still hear people, oh, Bloodwake, like it's a joke, but because it's not fucking Twisted Metal, but I still remember having fun with it. So we will find out at some point. Mech Assault, which is, I believe this is the first Xbox Live game ever made. And this is, it's gotta be in the fucking world. Like the Mech Assault games, I think, are in the world of like BattleTech. I think it's the same shit. Battle Mechs and fucking all that shit. But yeah, it's just fucking like a more action based. It's not turn based. It's fucking more just going through real time, blowing other mechs up, destroying cities. I remember this being pretty cool too. Massive destruction. Destruction was a big selling point back then, but Mech Assault. We'll see. The Bard's Tale. I think there's a review of this up on the site. But again, I remember fucking liking this, and it's just funny and In Exile Entertainment. They're still around back then. But yeah, I remember this being like just like a funny like Baldur's Gate kind of like not like a knockoff, like a parody almost of like the Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance games. And on that note, I get Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance, because fucking, again, it's just kind of like a consoleized like Diablo type thing. Yeah, it's a decent fucking game. It's kind of a classic now, but I don't think you can even get these on fucking PC, I don't believe. I think it was just on PS2 and Xbox and shit. There was a second one too, but those are decent. Again, just kind of like dumbed down RPGs for fucking stupid console people. I got Gun Valkyrie from Sega, which is just like I remember it's just like a third person, just fast paced, like running around, fucking lock on action type game. And one of these games, I remember playing, like, ah, it looks cool. I remember having fun with it, and then fucking like, ah, it's too hard, and fucking like getting stuck. But I want to check it out. So there you go. So that's what I got. And then I get a. On the way still. I mean, you get fucking Munch's Odyssey, whatever, but along with my mail order bride, Crimson Skies, I got, I think I fucking own that, like wherever. I think it might even have it on like the Xbox One thing. Project Gotham Racing, which is another, just another good racing game. I remember fucking playing more like real, almost like a pre Forza Motorsport type thing. It's like a mix between Forza Motorsport and Forza Horizon, where it's fucking like, it's still like pretty serious racing, but they give you points for kudos, I think they're called, for like style and shit. And then Jaws Unleashed, which is, you play Jaws and you fucking eat people, and that was fun. It's a fun fucking game. So I was looking through the shit, and it's like $3 or something. I'm like, dude, fuck that, dude. You know, fuck yeah, play fucking Jaws. So those are some games you can look forward to on future episodes, as I go through my midlife crisis here. But, yeah, just a little preview. Again, dude, some of these games are fucking badass, you know what I mean? Again, I fucking love the system and shit. I'm like, fucking pick it up, I'm good. But, yeah, first thing I did, I got hooked on Otogi, Myth of Demons, curve off of our fucking From Software kick we were going through. There's this strange, almost impossible to follow story in Otogi about some undead guy hunting demons for a princess, and cool story, cool style, pretty dark, but I don't really care about the fucking specifics of the story. Much like fucking Dark Souls. And, you know, again, even though this is pre-Miyazaki, you know, From Software game, this is some, you know, it's fucking, everyone credits, oh, Miyazaki, though Miyazaki's not on fucking the thing, like, it's not really Dark Souls, but, yeah, there's some fucking serious Dark Souls fucking DNA in fucking Otogi. There's no question about it. It's not even really apparent. It doesn't even seem like that at first, because the main fucking combat mechanic, you do a lot of like jumping, and then you have a floaty fall where you're just kind of like light feeling, and you have light and heavy attacks and casting magic, and it's level based, like it's not like an open world or anything, but really, Demon Souls is fucking level based too. So I kind of wish they would go back to being like, you know, a level based fucking Souls like game would be fucking great. Because yeah, I mean, my least favorite parts of those games are feeling like lost in the environments, and Otogi has these small levels that are on like a timer essentially, where they only last like 5, 10 minutes at the most of just fucking running around in one level before you're gonna run out of. You know, you have like a magic meter and a health meter, and the magic meter goes down over time, and the more you use magic, that goes down, and then once that's gone, then your health starts draining. So, one of the hooks in the game is again the destructible environments, highly destructible environments, was what they say. And actually, how it is, you can fucking destroy, like, pillars and fucking smash pots and knock down walls and shit. And you can, like, knock enemies into those things, too, and they'll fucking, like, explode. Like, you know, just fucking knock into a building and the fucking walls explode and shit. Pretty cool. I mean, it also does a ton of damage, too, when you do that. It's one of your most powerful attacks. Just fucking, as you get the most damage, you fucking slam guys into walls and shit. So, and then when you replay each stage, you have the option to keep the level as you left it, like the last time, where, you know, it's fucking, it'll save, like, the destruction, that like, everything you broke before will still be broken. So, you know, you go through a few times on the same level when it ends up as, like, rubble and fucking, like, flat ground and shit, and just almost like Red Faction. And they grade you, too, on how much of the stage you smash up and the fucking, there's spirits hidden in some of the objects that you break. So that's a secondary objective, to find all the spirits in the level. And then if you do that, if you find them all on all of the levels, and then they'll give you one of the best weapons in the game, I guess, which is the Moonlight Greatsword, of course, like the From Software weapon they put in all their games. So, and that's pretty fun and satisfying, just fucking, like, breaking shit. But, yeah, like I was saying with fucking games of this era, it might be a little too much of that. Like, it can get a little repetitive. Like, you're fucking playing, you know, replaying the same stages and just fucking, like, oh, I gotta make sure I smash every fucking pot, and just fucking, like, going around smashing fucking rocks and shit and just trying to find, like, one fucking, like, spirit, just fucking, you know, and no enemies, just fucking, like, oh, I gotta break, is that a wall? Like, some of this shit's not even clear what we can break. It's like, oh, you can break that pillar but not that pillar, and just fucking run around, it's like just constantly attacking and just fucking, like, I have to break everything to find these fucking, like, spirits or whatever. So yeah, there is a good variety of fucking levels and objectives, though. Yeah, sometimes it's just fucking, they'll just have you kill every enemy, like that type of thing. And some of them will be fucking, some of the enemies will be draining your magic fast. So, you know, all you can do is fucking, it's like run through the fucking, it's like run through the end of the start to finish. Like, you can't stop. You just have to just keep running. And because, yeah, they have that unique system again where it's like your magic meter of constantly fucking raining down, and then, like, you know, once that's gone, you know, your health starts going, and then that's on a timer too. So that takes a little getting used to, and you can fucking, I mean, you can, like, refill the magic by, when you kill enemies, you pick up, like, magic fucking orbs or whatever that'll refill it a little bit, and there's, like, pickups in the levels too. But really, you're in, like, a constant state of time management, essentially, as you're playing the game. And then there are the levels that are just, some of the levels are just fucking, like, boss fights, you know, and they really do feel like the fucking prototype for Souls or fucking Sekiro bosses, where, you know, you fight one, this one guy at one level, you're in a bamboo forest, this is you versus one guy, and you just have to kind of, like, learn to read his attacks. When he's going to thrust, you have to dash out of the way and hit him in the back and shit. Like, if you hit him from the front, he's going to block it every time. So it's like, I get away from the dash behind him and then hit him in the back. There's also these giant ogres in the game, the same shit. You have to, like, you know, strafe behind him and get behind him and fucking, like, hit him in the ass to be safe. That classic Souls move. One level, the entire level, you're just fighting, like, a giant electric dragon. You have to, like, bait into having him attack you so you can fucking hit him in the mouth as he opens it. And then, like, it's like, you can win that level by just, like, surviving, or there's, like, a secret of a sort. So if you go back, once you've leveled up enough, you can hit him enough times, you'll kill him. So a lot of secrets and Easter eggs and hidden rooms and, like, optional fucking fights and shit. You know, you find, like, health orbs that'll, you know, they give you weapons and items and shit if you beat the levels fast enough. You know, it's like if, you know, beat this one level under par time, they don't even tell you what it is. As far as looking at, like, a walkthrough, it's like, oh, if you beat it in under, like, 6 minutes, all here's, like, a different weapon and all this shit. So I think the game does take a little bit to get into. And some of the levels can seem, like, cheap or frustrating until you play them a couple times and understand what they want you to do. Again, not unlike a Souls game, but There's a ton of fucking weapons. They all have their different, their own animations and like stats and shit and different types of magic you can use. And you can pay, you have to pay gold to repair your weapons between stages. And yeah, you're earning XP and like leveling up. And so, you can go back to like earlier levels that were giving you a hard time when you leveled up. You just fucking like, go back and murder everybody. And, as you level up, like it's like, oh, you're getting, you do more damage, you have more magic. So that means you have more time to run around and shit, and your jump gets higher. So it's not, So it's not like the challenging, like platforming shit. It's like, oh, now I can just fucking like jump and float over all this shit. So pretty cool. It's a really cool fucking quirky game. I was having a lot of fun with it. Here's the downside of playing with fucking old hardware. So again, Xbox, fucking great system. I'm so fucking like that. I love it. Like the system itself, but the Xbox that I got from Amazon, the particular one, kind of sketchy. Again, I'd play a level or two of Otogi. Then I get a message would pop up that would say the disc has stopped working. It may be dirty or damaged. That popped up once. I'm like, all right, fucking look at the disc. I'm like, there's a couple small scratches on it, but otherwise it looks fine. Like it should play in a fucking, it shouldn't be a problem fucking playing, but who knows? Maybe it's fucking just scratched in just the right way. Or maybe, wherever I bought it from, they fucking like refurbished it like 50 times and it's fucking like, who knows? So I kept playing anyways and fucking like whatever. The levels are so short that it would fuck up like after every couple levels, but it's not like setting me back significantly. It's like whatever, 5-10 minutes of levels. Yeah, whatever. Disc is dirty. Take it out, put it back in, and fucking just make sure I save in between the levels and shit. So. But there's obviously fucking like two possibilities of why that was happening, which like, the disc is scratched or dirty. I'm looking at it. I'm like, maybe, like fucking who knows, or the disc drive, which is the bigger, what would be a bigger issue with the drive and the console's fucked up. So again, I played Burnout. When I played Burnout like that isn't like fucking, as soon as I started playing, I'm like, well, I wasn't getting that message, but the game wasn't acting right either. The cutscenes were skipping and it's fucking like stuttering in the menus and shit. But with that game, at least I could play that. I could play it anyway. Again, I wasn't getting the error message. But until like the game just at some point just like stopped, like just froze up and stopped working, where it was probably going to give me one of those messages. But I'm like fucking still just by playing that, I'm like, I can tell it's still the drive is fucked up. So, it's a fucking, but I'm like, well, so the drive's fucked up, but it still seems like it's kind of like, that sucks, but it's still kind of like, it seems like a minor thing that's only going to cause problems when the fucking games are loading. You know what I mean? That's what it seems like. But like, again, like a game like Otogi, I'm like, I can deal with it. Any game, like Burnout, I'm like, fuck, I'm still saving. Auto saves after every level anyway. So it's like, whatever. I just have to fucking reboot it. So, but I'm like, I can deal with it. Oh, maybe get like a new console down the road that's better, in better condition. So if you go back to Otogi, and I'm fucking like really getting into the fucking game. I'm going back to all the levels and getting all the fucking spirits on each of them. I went through, I completely cleared, I want to say 22 or 23 levels out of like 29 total in the game. So I'm getting there. I was getting there. I'm like fucking, that's like the last third of the game I'm on. And, I'm just making double sure to fucking save after every stage in case the disk drive fucks up. Making steady progress until yesterday, where I go to save my game and just big red letters on the save file. This is unusable. All right. Try saving again. Try saving it again. Fucking, oh, this file is unusable. And then fucking, then I get the message, oh, this disk is dirty or damaged and shit. And I'm like, fuck, dude, fucking reload it and fucking like, nope, it's gone. And fucking corrupted my fucking file. So you have to be fucking kidding me. I played it for like maybe like 15, 20 hours. I was playing that fucking game and it's gone. Lost, gone. Fucking, I'm crying now. That was fucking Otogi, fucking, it's like, fuck, dude, god damn it. So, Anyway, I just ordered another console. I was fucking like, dude, I don't know. I'm not even going to bother, like, returning it. I'm like, I don't fucking know. Like, whatever third-party bullshit fucking sent me that garbage from fucking Amazon. But I just don't want to fucking go through the hassle of packaging it. I threw away the fucking box. You know, I had to fucking pack it up, send it back, and fucking, like, all this shit. So, I don't know. They're only, like, $80 to $100 is fucking, again, is grab another one. I was stupid, though. I ordered it from fucking online. I should have just gone to the fucking retro store and grabbed one from there. It would have been quicker. Maybe cheaper. I don't know. But, I mean, I have everything else I need at this point. I'm fucking invested. So, now we play the waiting game again, waiting for a fucking console. So, fucking Amazon. You can suck my disc read error at gruntfreepress.com. You hook up your dial-up modem and send a post to my bulletin board at podcast@gruntfreepress.com. I'm absolute deicide. I mean, I should be more pissed than I am, but, you know, I saw that brief flash of the light, you know, the awesomeness of the OG Xbox, and someone just burnt the spire down and collapsed on top of it. But, well, we will rebuild. We always rebuild. That is our culture. That is our nation. Grunt Free Press.